58. Killian. Malahai was still alive.
Alive.
And suffering God's knew what sort of torment under Rufina's hands while Killian had been guarding her reptile of a father's gold mines. Striding through the building, he ignored Finn as he passed and stepped outside into the growing dawn, boots splashing in the puddles of mud as he went toward the stables. Not bothering with a saddle, he swiftly bridled Seahawk and vaulted onto her back, heeling the mare out of the stable. Eyes fell upon him with interest as he wove through the fortress grounds, questions rising to lips only to fall away at the sight of his expression. No one attempted to stop him as he passed through the gate and broke into a gallop down the road, heading east as his last conversation with Malahai echoed through his head.
Everything my father touches turns to rot. There is something wrong with him.
How right she'd been. Unwittingly or not, Sarek had been under the corruptor's control and no one had seen it.
I did what the rest of you were too goddamned afraid to do.
And how different would circumstances be if he'd helped her rather than hindered? If he'd kept her safe and alive and queen rather than handing the kingdom back to the corruptor's puppet?
If I lose the crown, everything that happens will be because of you. Because of the decision you made in this moment. And any blood that is shed will be on your hands.
Her words resounded through his thoughts like prophecy. He needed to rescue her. Needed to get her back to the kingdom. Needed to undo the damage his own selfishness had caused. If only he hadn't gone after Lydia, none of this might have come to pass. Malahai would be queen. Rufina would have lost her puppet ruler and her power. And all the healers who died in Mudair might well still be alive. And yet Killian couldn't imagine having done anything different. Couldn't imagine having abandoned Lydia to the fate Malahai had forced upon her. Couldn't imagine having abandoned her to almost certain death. Lydia. Images of her flashed through his thoughts. Of her standing her ground against the Anuk. Of her healing the injured on the battlefield. Of her lying naked on his bed beneath him, her green eyes heavy with desire. Stop. He dropped the reins, pressing the heels of his palms to his temples, trying to squeeze the image from his thoughts. But all he could see was her face. All he could taste was her lips on his. All he could feel was the silken smoothness of her skin beneath his hands. All he wanted was her.
Stop!
He screamed the word, and Seahawk shied violently, nearly unseating him. Then she set to bucking, nostrils flaring, eyes rolling to reveal the whites. Cursing, Killian slid off the side, letting her go where she willed as he stumbled off the road. Reaching the crest of a hill, he fell to his knees and stared at the rising sun, the brilliance making tears run down his cheeks.
Tell me what to do,
he silently whispered.
Tell me how to make this right.
But as always, the gods were silent. They'd given him all that he should need to be a champion for Mudamora, and they'd give nothing else. He remained kneeling on the sodden ground until the sun was well into the sky, forcing his mind toward honor and duty. And only when his path was clear to him did Killian rise and catch his horse, trotting swiftly back toward camp.